Hello, good morning students. Welcome to e-learning session for class 9th. Today we are going to understand a very short and simple poem with a profound meaning. The poem is The Snake Trying from your textbook Beehive. The poem has been written by W.W.E. Rose. You may refer to slide number 2 for more details on his life and works. What is this poem all about? The poem is very simple and silly, but conveys a deep meaning to the readers. In the poem, the poet is trying to say that all snakes are not poisonous. Some of them are quite harmless. They will not come by themselves to bite you if they are undisturbed or not harmed. They bite us only in self-protection. They are a poor creature like any other creatures. On the other hand, human is always driven by his instinctual fear and runs after any snake in his sight to kill it. Man thinks that snake means danger, snake means life threat, and so it has to be killed by all means. But that is not true. Not all the snakes are poisonous. Therefore, the poet W.W.E. Rose, through this poem, is trying to convey a message, a strong message, that all snakes are not poisonous. They will not bite us unless and until they are harmed or disturbed. If at all they bite us, they will do so only in self-defense. But remember, most of the snakes are non-poisonous. However, there are some poisonous snakes which do bite humans and animals on being harmed or disturbed, and sometimes lives are lost. You may look at the slide number 3 and identify some of the most poisonous snakes. Let us now read the poem line by line and understand the poet's message and literary elements in it. The snake trying to escape the pursuing stick with sudden curvings of thin long body. How beautiful and graceful are his shapes. He glides through the water away from the stalk. Students, if you look at the lines, you will find some difficult words which need to be noted down. The first word I see is pursuing. That means chasing or following something or somebody. There is a word curvings. That means twisting or bends. A word is there graceful. That means attractive. The word stroke. That means hit with a stick. There is also a word glides, that means moves. It's normally used for snakes. In the first 6 lines, the poet says that a snake, a harmless green colored snake, tries to escape from a man with a stick who is chasing it to kill it. The snake, in order to escape, makes sudden curves in its body and moves quickly. This movement creates beautiful and graceful shapes, and this fascinates the poet. Moreover, the snake moves through the water in order to save itself from the man hitting. Students, there is a literary device in the second line. Can you see the phrase pursuing stick? Can a stick pursue or chase a snake? No. So a literary device called transferred epithet is used here to give effect to the poem. Let's understand it. Here the word pursuing is an adjective used before a noun stick, but it is not used for the noun stick here. Rather, it is referring to a man who is holding a stick. So it is transferred epithet. For better understanding of it, you may refer to slide number 6. It is explained there with more examples. Now, just to summarize these lines, I have a question. What is the snake trying? The answer is very simple. The snake is trying to save its life from a man holding a stick, chasing to kill it. I repeat, the snake is trying to save its life from a man having a stick, chasing to kill it. Let us now read the next 5 lines. Oh, let him go over the water into the reeds to hide without hurt. Small and green, he is harmless even to children. Students, there is a new word for you, I suppose, that is reeds. Reeds are water or marshy plants with thick stems. This word is given just below your poem in the text. In these 5 lines, when the snake is already moving through the water in order to save itself, the poet seems to be pleading the man who is chasing the snake not to harm it, not to kill it, and to let it escape and hide behind the thick marshy plants, because this small green colored snake is harmless to everyone. It doesn't harm anybody, even to children. And the snake, to save itself, it is already moving through the water. Students, another literary device is used in 11th line, that is alliteration. I think the name is very familiar to you, but let us understand this in the context of this poem. If I define this word, this figure of speech, it will be like this. An alliteration is a literary device where there is a repetition of a consonant sound into a more closely placed words. For example, in our poem, it is there, he is harmless. See, he is harmless in this. He has got H sound, and harmless also has got H sound. So this H sounds is repeated here. For more examples on alliteration, you may look at the slide number 8 and understand better. Let us now read the rest of the lines. Along the sand he lay until observed and chased away, and now he vanishes in the ripples among the green slim reeds. I find here 2 difficult words. I think some of you might find it difficult. Let me tell you the meanings. There is a word vanishes, that means disappears. There is a word ripples. It's a small wave on the surface of the water. See, if you throw something in the water, there is a small wave that comes up. That is called a ripple. In the last part of the poem, the poet says that until the snake was spotted, until the snake was seen and chased by the person holding a stick, it lay quietly and silently in the sand. But now, when the pursuer, when the man is behind it, in order to save itself, the snake disappears in the ripples of the water and hides in the green bushes of the thin marshy plants. So, student, this is the meaning of the poem. If I conclude it, or if I put it in very short way, I can say that the poem The Snake Trying reflects the evil tendency of human beings to hurt creatures that are harmless and innocent. Therefore, human must think before acting. We can draw a message from the poem is that every creature on earth has a right to live. Thank you.